Good morning. It's 5:14 a.m. in Tokyo. It's always morning somewhere. January 1st, 2021. I have to remember to change the copyright date on the files. In case you will get confused, I misnumbered the last, I don't know, 10 or a dozen episodes. I transposed 1 and 0. Should have been 2108, became 2018, and then I just carried it forward. I've renamed them. The files are named correctly. They shouldn't download again, but in case that got confusing, I don't know where else I may have botched it. Seems to me like I've walked more than 178 days last year. But maybe not. I missed a lot of days. So, start as you would continue, I guess. And so, I want to do 2K new words every day. I want to do 2 miles every day. I need to do 2 miles every day just for my own personal well-being. I may wind up doing those 2 miles on the treadmill. On days when I can't get out, this morning in Tokyo is quite lovely. It's like 42 degrees. I said clear, it was clear, but now there's a band of high thin clouds, just sort of.
Happy New Year.
Sort of condensed either when I was looking or was there and I looked in the wrong direction or something. The lady with the little Scotty dog wishing me a Happy New Year. So yeah, it's quite lovely. 40 degree January day. The sidewalks are mostly clear. The streets are where it's in the sun, the streets are great, but in the shade, yeah, that's not such a case. I'm looking ahead at this intersection here. It's warm enough that there's water on the ice, which makes it doubly slippery. My boots untied. Now they'll have to stay untied. So they're like, I won't step on the lace. Trip myself and fall, that would be bad. All right, maybe I'll take a moment and retie it. So, yeah, Happy New Year. I hope this is recording correctly. I may have dropped the phone once too often with the headphone, the earplug jacked in and racked either the cable in the headset or the jack in the phone. I'm not sure which. I was listening to Pandora on the first mile, and it kept cutting out unless I held the phone in exactly the right position, which is never a good sign. So I don't know what's going to happen here. I might try to use my my Bluetooth earbud, although it's likely to make the audio a little bit noisier. So, among other things, I shut down the Ark Survival server that was claiming my time in the morning. And let my daughter know, because she's the only other one that was playing it. And she hadn't played it in over a week, so I let her know I shut it down. We could restart it at any point in time. I kind of hate to do it during their Christmas celebration, because once an hour there's the opportunity to get some really good equipment dropped on you. But for Christmas I got Factorio. It's one of those games that I've been looking at for a long time. I don't know if I talked about it before. But it's one of those games that it's been in beta for, like, forever. I think I did a demo. I tried a demo of it when it was, like, 0.10 or something. And it was pretty much fun. I was completely out of my depth. I had no idea what I was doing, how it was working. These little biter things came, and bugs came, started eating my base and me. So it was like, oh no. But I've been watching videos, instructional videos, from Nilaus, N-I-L-A-U-S. And he's really funny. When we were playing Minecraft, my wife and I and kids and I, we were all playing Minecraft, there was this YouTuber called Nemsun, N-E-M-S-U-N, Nemsun, who always built stuff. I mean, his whole deal was, okay, he's going to build a base. he's not going to build just a base. He's going to build a freaking empire. And playing with kind of following along Nilaus's suggestions on how to set things up. Apparently there's a construct called a main bus, and it's called a bus because it takes all of the basic materials and gathers them together into a long stream that then branches off to service all the various construction things that you need in order to maintain your base, to get bigger, better, stronger. And the goal of the game is to get bigger, better, stronger, and to launch, apparently it's to launch a rocket. Now, this is a long way away. I have built a train. The train was fun. I like the train. The train is confusing because apparently you can't load and unload the same train in the same station, which is, it's like, there's no way that I can see, although I suspect there is, to stop, don't let anything unload until, load until everything is unloaded. So I had a little train set up so that it would, on one end it would load stone bricks and empty barrels. On the other end, it would load concrete and full barrels. And, oh, what a mess. Jeez, what a mess. So, the problem with Factorio is the same problem I have with Minecraft, and that's that there's always just one more thing to do. So there's always this, like, oh, it's... Well, it's time to fix dinner, it's just, hey, but let me just do this one thing. And then the next thing I know, I've got wife and children gnawing on my leg, saying, you know, it's almost bedtime, could we have dinner? No, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but not by much. It's really easy for me to completely lose track of time and get caught in the just one more thing loop. So, my challenge for the month of January is to reestablish again that sort of some sort of foundation for the day that I can deal with long term. So 2,000 words a day I can deal with long term. I've proved that. I have proven that. I proved it last year. I can stay with that as long as I have a story to write. I've got two, possibly three in the queue that are calling to me. So I've got stories to tell. And I have alarms set through the day to remind me. And there was one set for 1 o'clock, but I think I shut it off. I hope I shut it off because it didn't go off. Coming up, want to get ready to say with me, Monk Post. So there's one at 8 o'clock, there's one at 1 o'clock. There's one at in the afternoon on days of significance. Like, it's tomorrow's trash day, so put the trash out tonight. Tomorrow's recycle day, so you have to put the recyclables out tonight. And drub your milk order. You know, those things where they come up regularly, but in my mind, every day is Blur's Day, so I never know if it's Milk Day or Trash Day or, well, Milk Day and Trash Day actually are the same day. So I'm trying to get my phone programmed to help me do the things I want to do. Help me do those things that this looks serious. Go in a little pink Jeep. I got the ATV, of course. It's a toddler chasing them both around. So I was glad I wore this parka starting out because it was a little chilly. But now that I've been walking for a mile and a half, it's a little too warm. So ideally, 8 o'clock in the morning, what will happen is that my alarm will go off to remind me that I have to take my morning pill, that I have to put down whatever game it is that I'm working and playing in and do some writing. And I do 2 hours worth of work. Now this morning, some of that work was, I didn't do one of the important pieces, so I'll do that when I get home. Some of that work was setting up 2021's guilt sheet, or word counting spreadsheet. And I learned a lot last year on how to set it up, and I've taken last year's and taken the best pieces of each of the months, made one good month, and then copied that across all the year. So it's coming. It'll be consistent. And when it comes to spreadsheets, consistency is important. So cool, cool, cool. Happy New Year. So I forgot to get my black eyed peas for Hop and John. We're not going to have Hop and John. We're about done up with soups and stews for the moment. I've had a lot of soup and stew in the last couple of weeks. We did a ham the week before Christmas, and I did up the ham bone with beans. Then we had turkey Christmas Day, and we had turkey casserole and turkey pot pie. And then 2 days ago, I took the carcass and the leftover turkey meat and made a turkey bone stew. And that came out pretty good. But we're kind of souped out. So today I got some steaks to grill today. And it's a nice enough day that I feel like I'm going to do it outside on the grill. Because there's nothing like fire to make steak better. My apologies to the vegan members of the audience. But I still like my meat. Ah. Yeah, I know, because these clouds have all blown up in the last. They were all right behind. I was looking at a very narrow piece of the sky when I looked up this morning, at the beginning of the walk. Anyway, doesn't really matter. There's clouds up there now. Some atmospheric instability. So I did 2 hours worth of work. I got about, 450 words or so. Tried out a couple of ideas. Basically, set up some foundations and got things ready for tomorrow. I may go back into it this afternoon, I don't know. I did remember to put my blog post up. Actually, I think I wrote more words yesterday during the blog post than I've done today. Actually, I'm pretty sure, because mostly what I was doing today was editing a piece that I already written. And I added about 500 words to it. I really need to get the Barbarian Saga moving. I've been sitting on that for like a month. I need to get that put back together. Oh, yeah. What am I reading? It's I think it's the same series of women's paranormal fiction that I was reading before. This one, I'm up to book 3, I think it's called Must Love Charms. It's pretty cool series. It's mindless, but I'm enjoying it. Probably because it's mindless. There we are. Yeah, I think I mentioned it on Boxing Day. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.